TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, the day before Thanksgiving, 6:15. Now highs today of only 70. Then 62 for a high tomorrow after lows in the 40s. Black Friday could be even colder than that or cooler than that. Highs of 60. Saturday warm in the 71. Sunday highs of 68. Chance for showers, 65. Monday chance for showers. And then Peyton Malone saying early next week looking kind of wet. Highs of 61. Then by Wednesday, next Wednesday, as they're saying now, the highs will only be 59 degrees. But we'll be into December by then, and that's about what we'd expect, right? Right now, if you average the temperatures, they're hanging around 60 degrees throughout the area. Robert Hogan joins us now. Dr. Robert Hogan, Professor, Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. Talk about trust in government. How you doing, Doc?
I'm doing fairly well. Good morning.
Good morning, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
To you as well.
Let's talk about this new Gallup poll that talks about trust in government. What did we find out?
Yeah, this poll by Gallup seems to indicate that trust in government, it notices a general decline in trust in government that we've been seeing in the United States for several decades. In about the 1970s, you saw this cliff occur in trust in government. Due to Watergate in the Vietnam era. And the more hostile environment between the media and the White House, you saw a lot of people starting to distrust government, and there was this general decline in trust in government. And it's something that has continued in recent decades. But one of the more disturbing things that they recognize in this is how it is so impacted by partisanship. That is, if you are in the out party, your party does not control the White House. You have far less trust in who holds power than if your party does control the government. And this is something that is very troubling, and it's something that is really a reflection of the partisanship, the extreme partisanship that we've been seeing really since the 1960s. You've seen a homogenization of the two parties. You don't have some liberals and conservatives in each of the parties as you used to. You have a much more homogenous set of parties. You've got Democrats who tend to be on the left side and Republicans who tend to be on the right on a lot of issues. So given that polarization, this has bled over into how much people trust government. And trust in government is something that is really important and necessary for government to be able to govern effectively. And to get compliance from people. All laws cannot constantly be policed 24/7. And so there's a lot of voluntary compliance with policies. And if you don't have trust in government, you're probably going to have less compliance with the law.
So troubling because it's now winner take all, Professor, it seems like. If my guy's in or my woman's in, that's the right way and there's no other way. So that pretty well rules out compromise of any type.
Well, exactly. If your party is not in control of government, you just don't trust what the government is doing. You don't believe that people are treated fairly. You don't believe that the policies that will come out of government are in any way going to be fair for people like you. And so there's just a general lack of trust. And that extends to what we see. I think a lot of people can observe in the political system today in Washington. You don't have as many relationships, even friendships among people between the two parties. And this has resulted in, you know, government officials not trusting one another. And Washington is oftentimes not addressing what are some of the critical issues facing the country.
That really is important, what you just said to me, because the only currency that these politicians deal in is their own word. So if they don't trust each other, even though they might be before the microphone saying this or saying that, or appealing to their constituency in this way or that way, if they can't trust each other behind the scenes, that's serious. Am I misreading that or not?
No, absolutely right. If you can't trust someone's word on a deal, that, you know, a handshake deal, I mean, all politics is really about trust. In fact, I would argue that everything in a representative democracy, the type of republic that we have in the United States, it's all about trust. Elected voters elect people to go to Washington to represent them. And it is all about trust. Do I trust this person to vote in a way that's going to help further my interest to support the side that I want supported? If that trust erodes, then you know, you sort of have a breakdown of the system. So it's of critical importance, especially in this Republican little r government that we have, this type of representative democracy that we have.
Hey, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Dr. Robert Hogan, professor, department chair of political science at LSU. I'll ask you at 504-260-1870, do you trust the government? And you can also, if you'd like, give me your party affiliation, if you want, just or your people in power right now. 504-260-1870. We'll talk about independence when we come back as well. 620 traffic, WW.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
UL 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Robert Hogan, professor and department chair of political science at LSU. Professor, I don't know if there's any answer to this question or not, but as you mentioned, Watergate and the media, you know, one always wonders if the shenanigans were going on since the time of Washington and the media wasn't there, we just didn't know about it, or because of the development of the media, the shenanigans were exposed, and that could lead to less trust when, in fact, the trust from the beginning was misplaced. Thoughts?
No, absolutely. I think the shenanigans were there for a long time, and I think the media often, up until the 1970s, took sort of a subservient role to the government. In fact, there are a lot One could even argue there are a lot of people in government that wish the press still took this approach, in which they were stenographers, merely reporting and not trying to analyze and explain to the public. And the media certainly changed in the 1970s in a way that became, in the view of government officials, as being very antagonistic. And but you can view that as in a negative way if you're a government official. But if you're a citizen and want to know what the government's really up to, you want somebody up there asking hard questions. And I think that's what we have. And it is, as you just said, is exposed some of the negative aspects of government that really affect people's views of what's going on.
So is this the new normal? People don't trust people. People don't trust politicians. They don't trust the media. Does anybody trust anybody anymore in this age of social media? And I don't know. I wish I could see some way that it goes back. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, lack of trust is not just directed at government, but it's also directed at the news media, at institutions, higher education, believe that or not. Mm-hmm. Directed at all institutions, and it's a cynicism. And I think we have politicians right now. I think Donald Trump is somebody who is cynical about a lot of things in America, and says that everything's fake, that he doesn't agree with. And that kind of, the type of people who hold office can have a big impact on the degree of cynicism that people have about government. And so I think we're going through a period right now where there is a lot of cynicism. Is there any way for that to change? I don't know. I mean, if you look in the past, there have been points in the past when trust has gone up. Oftentimes that is when there is some sort of national tragedy or disaster. I guess that's what we have to look forward to when people will start to trust the government.
Some to unite us. Thank you, sir. Hope you have a nice Thanksgiving. Dr. Robert Hogan.
You as well.
Thank you. Professor and Department Chair of Political Science at LSU. We'll come back. It is Wednesday morning, not Thursday morning, but tomorrow's Thanksgiving, naturally. So we're going to talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, today and get some last-minute Thanksgiving tips. Right now, 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.